It is November 6th. This is Sean McCord at the Virginia Film Festival here in the always accommodating Whiskey Jar, Virginia Film Festival Central. We're interviewing filmmakers and other guests. I have across from me Eric Hurt. Eric, thank you for coming by.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Eric, you've been to the festival before. You're involved in several projects as a cinematographer, camera operator, DP, and also writer and director of a short. Let's start with that. Let's talk about Elementals.
Elemental is a short film that we shot locally in mm-hmm. June. It's 10 minutes, 11 minutes. And it's totally family friendly. Magical realism, little kind of like romance, but it focuses around like this little whiz kid who really wants to ask a girl to a dance, but he doesn't. He's very smart in everything else. He can build all these contraptions that should not really work in the real world, but they do in this world. And so he needs some encouragement, and he finds that encouragement in a neighbor, an old man who's blind. And it's going to play in front of Lady in the Van and Youth, and we're very happy for it to be here.
Right. Lady in the Van screens Saturday at 6 p.m. in the Paramount. Youth screens Sunday at 4:45 at the Violet Crown. So your short, Elemental, is going to screen before those features. You've done features before that you've brought here to the festival. You brought House Hunting, what was that, 2-3 years ago?
No, that was, 4 years ago? Time flies.
Yeah, it does. It does. Yeah. I think we spoke then, and I remember that film. That was great fun. So you were also, you were DP, Director of Photography on Coming Through the Rye, which screened last night, and you were second unit cinematographer and camera operator on, and I love this title, Night of the Living Deb. It's D-E-B.
Yeah, that was a fun one.
Yeah, that screens Saturday at 10 p.m. in Newcomb Hall Theater. Tell us a little bit about that one, Night of the Living Deb.
That one, the director's in town for that, and so hopefully you get to interview him. Great guy.
It's Kyle Rankin.
Kyle Rankin, mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's a really fun, it's a rom-com that takes place during a zombie apocalypse, so I guess that's a zom-com.
Zom-rom-com.
It was a great little script, and it made a great little movie. And it's definitely worth checking out. It doesn't, you know, it knows what it is. That's what's so great about it. It sticks to the romantic comedy, and the zombies are fun. I mean, they're still zombies, and you know, they'll still eat you, but
in a fun way.
And the director did a great job. The director of photography, I was very excited to work with, and he's going to be here as well. Tom Ackerman, who mm-hmm. shot Beetlejuice, he shot Anchorman. He's sort of a living legend, and. We shot in Maine. We're in Portland, and Portland, Maine was very accommodating, and it's beautiful there during the summer, at least. I don't know if I'd want to be there in the winter. And, it's going to be, I mean, I think it's definitely worth checking out. I think there's still tickets available for it.
So you are a Charlottesville filmmaker. You live here. You're from here, but you're all over the place these days.
Yeah, I think you have to be. I mean, yeah. Charlottesville's a lot of times on sets. I work in Richmond, Baltimore, Maine, wherever, Texas. But folks in Richmond or Virginia Beach will always say when they hear you're from Charlottesville, wow, you know, how are you able to live there and do this? Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, you have to travel. You have to be willing to drive, but it's worth it. But the nice thing is the Virginia Film Festival is here, so everybody else has to come to you at least one time a year. So it's great. It's a good place. My family's all here. I'm able to have a place that's conducive to writing, and it's great to live here, and the restaurants, and so it's the best of both worlds.
So Elemental, have you been doing the festival circuit with this?
No, this is the first one.
So this is its world premiere.
I guess so. Yeah, I mean, I don't really festivals. I don't do a whole lot of festivals with my stuff generally. Mm-hmm. I like the Virginia Film Festival a lot mm-hmm. Because it's right here and because it's very supportive. Not in that order. It's very supportive and it's also right here.
It's also right here.
But it's not your average film festival that's all about the competition and stuff. Yeah. It's much more about the community of film, mm-hmm. and I think that's what draws a lot of people to it. And So it is, I guess it's his world premiere, but also I make these shorts just to continue to direct and continue to sharpen skills, and because I may have an idea that I just want to experiment with.
Yeah. So if people want to keep up with your career and keep up with the films that you've done, do you have a website they can go to find out your projects?
Yeah, you can go to pillageandplunderpictures.com. That's one of the companies I have. That's the name. My name.com, Eric Hurt, erichurt.com. We'll forward to that.
Okay.
We have several projects we're working on. Eric Arbold produced Elemental, and she's helping putting together this next feature, which is called Chesapeake. And we'll shoot either 2016 or 2017. And down in the Chesapeake Bay, obviously, and around the Eastern Shore, maybe some on the Western Shore. So very much looking forward to that.
So I'm talking to Eric Hurt. He is a writer, director, cinematographer, director of cinematographer, cameraman on many projects. You can keep up with him at, we're going to go with erichurt.com.
There
I think
go.
That'll be easier.
That's a little easier
to keep up with. You're a short filmmaker, you're a feature filmmaker, and a friend of the Virginia Film Festival.
Very much so.
Thank you for coming by, Eric. I'm looking very, very much looking forward. I hope I get a chance to see Elemental, which again screens before Lady in the Van at 6 p.m. in Paramount, also a film we're seeing, and also screens before Youth Sunday at 4:45 in the Violet Crown. People ought to come see Night of the Living Deb as well. Thank you for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
I bet we're going to see you again here next year.
I hope so.
All right. Thanks, Eric.
All right.